CAM FM 97.2.
May Bumps.
W4.
Hello, Lydia. So boats are just pushing off as we speak. They are coming forward. Coxswains holding on to the chains attaching them with their arms up, and I think we're going to be stand that off. Right, a lovely start from Claire W1, very strong start there, followed by Lucy Cab and Hughes Hall, who are looking like they are going to be pushing very hard on Claire Hall W1. Coming up behind them is Darwin W2, looking strong. They've got good space in between them and every other boat. Behind Darwin W2 is Christ W3, again, looking very strong. We've got a lot of space. More interestingly, down behind, Kew W2 creeping up on Sussex W2. I think we're definitely in for a bump there. We've got whistles blowing, and we are conference from Cedar. There we go. We've got King W2 have just bumped Sydney. That was a very, very quick bump by Kings on Sydney Sussex. No more bumps as of yet down the river. We've got Murray Edwards rowing past, looking strong. Churchill similarly looking strong.
Yeah,
we've got a bump, and Tashem, who's probably got some more action up his end.
So Claire Hall have just come past, getting a great rhythm, getting lots of send off the back end. The vote is up to probably 2.5 lengths on Lucy Cavendish / Hughes Hall, who are chasing them. Both of those boats are going at great clip. And Lucy Cavendish has opened up what is a huge lead over Darwin. I think at the moment they're staring down, either getting bumped or going to have to row the full 2,000 metres. Behind Darwin, we have Christ. So no bumps in the top four boats so far. Christ looked to be struggling a little bit. The coach is just calling them to regroup. Back to you.
So back here, we've got a bump hit. W3, I think, have been bumped. I think potentially by Queen, but I will clarify on that later because I'm not 100% sure. And we've got another boat down here that's been bumped, but I will find out more on what's been happening. It's all dust by the motorway bridge, so the bumps are happening very early on. But back to Shem, who... Oh, I can see we've got a collision down here, Shem. Can you tell us what's happening there?
No, sorry, I can't see the collision. All I can tell you thus far is that top four boats, that Claire Hall W1, Lucy Cavendish, Darwin W2, Christ W3, all got past first post without any bumps, and they all look to be opening up a sizable gap between them. So I think all four are looking like they should row over at this stage. We've just got Claire W3 emerging from the middle of the pack now around first past the post. And then they're followed by Queen, about 3.5 or 4 lengths in that one. And behind Queen, we have I'm unsure who we have, but Queen's are coming past the post right now, setting a good rhythm again, looking for a push as their cox calls them to gain on the front. Back to you.
Shem, for me, up here, I have got news that Magdalen W2 managed to bump Claire W4 just under the railway bridge. A very jubilant looking at Magdalen W2. Magdalen W3, I'm not sure what happened. We've got Beth here. Tell us what happened with Magdalen W3.
Magdalen W3 were bumped really quick. Homerton bumped W3.
Brilliant, thank you. Well, sad for Magdalen W. Thank you for that, sir. So we've had Homerton bumping Magdalen. Emmanuel W4 rode on past. I saw that happen. To Daisy, who's got more action for us up there.
Hi, so I'm standing at Grassy Corner, and I've seen a Claire boat run past. I can confirm I've not seen Murray Edwards W3 or Churchill W3, so I think there's been a bump earlier on. I've seen all the earlier boats.
Okay.
Right in front of me, I've got Lucy Cab, yeah, Hugh Paul,
Are you back to me?
As we just heard earlier, we haven't seen any of some of the other boats. We've had some bumps there. Shem, what can you see at first close?
We just had Emmanuel W3 road past, followed by Wolfson W2, who were absolutely flying. They were three places behind Emmanuel when they started, but it looks like if they continue it at the current rate that they should be able to catch them. They looked very
Molly.
Strong, racing up in the late 20s and were really moving quite nicely together. Back to you.
So, Shem, I have got news of what has happened further down the river. So, well, at the start, what happened was Homerton W2 bumped Magdalen W3 so quickly that they blocked the river for Wolfson W2 and Maggie W3. So Maggie had to stop, got holed up in the river, and Wolfson W2 technically bumped Maggie W3, but we think that it will be taken to the stewards and called as a technical row over. So we shall see what happened. But Shem, have you got more on the mix-up with Churchill? What happened? Did you see Churchill come past further up near you?
No, Churchill did not come past us.
Daisy?
There are a bunch of boats who must have bumped earlier.
Daisy, what can you see?
So I'm at Grassy Corner and I'm looking down Plough Reach, and it looks like Wolfson W2 are chasing down Emma W4 really hard. They've got lots of whistles. It looks like they've got overlap. There might be a bump, which is quite confusing, as what you said was that Wolfson W2 might have technically got a technical row over. But I know it looks like Wolfson W2 have bumped Emma W4 on Plough Reach.
That is very interesting, Daisy. That would mean that Wolfson W2 have been, that it was seen that they bumped Maggie and then have gone on to overbump Emma, which might be a case. But I think that would be one for us to pick up with the results when we see what the stewards have said about that. I am just searching on the river for Churchill W2. I'm wondering if, Alex, can you see which boats are coming past you at the moment? Alex? Can't find Alex Power. So back to Daisy. What's happening up your end?
So there's not a huge amount of Grassy Corner, although I can see Claire W4 rowing past. So looks like that might be a row over, or they might just be rowing back. It's quite hard to tell because there's been a lot of confusion at the bottom of the division. Shem, have you managed to clarify anything at First Post Corner?
No, not really. It's looking pretty quiet here at the moment. We're just in the lull between race and potential boats rowing back. So I'll tell you when we have something.
I am here at, I've just walked back on up from where the railway, from the motorway bridge, and I'm trying to work out what's been happening here. We've got a lot of debate going on. We've got Churchill over the other side of the river, next to Claire. I'm going to have to clarify which boat that is, but we've got Churchill, Murray Edwards, and over here we've got Sydney Sussex, so which must be Sydney Sussex W2. I'm going to try and find out what's been happening, but all the boats have been stopped, and I can't determine immediately what has happened. So I will get back to you on that. But are all the other boats just rowing up and looking proud?
Okay, thank you, Molly. We're going to find out results from control, and we'll have those for you in hopefully about 10 minutes' time.